Hey there, friend. It's Clarissa, founder of Blossoming Fertility and the host of the Fertility Friends podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I know the path to motherhood isn't always easy, and you don't have to go through it alone. After experiencing my own fertility challenges, I discovered a passion for helping other women because I believe that everyone's fertility journey is unique and beautiful in its own way. As your new fertility friend, I'm here to support you through the tough times, to encourage you to keep going, and to restore your belief in your body's ability to get and stay pregnant. Grab your cup of tea, get cozy, and join me here each week for education, heartfelt conversations that'll warm your soul, and inspiring stories to help you feel seen and understood along the way. Listen in, because this one's for you, my friend. Hey there, you're listening to episode 22 of the Fertility Friend podcast. Today, I'm bringing you another guest expert, and I'm thrilled to welcome Angel Hill to the show. Angel is passionate about women's health, and her extensive education, expertise, and experience have given her a wealth of knowledge to be able to serve and support her clients. In our discussion, we get the chance to talk through a variety of topics, including everything from her background as a teacher and her personal fertility and pregnancy journey to HTMA testing and how important minerals are for our bodies. Angel also shares how she walks her clients through her signature Hormone Heaven framework to optimize their health and restore their energy. Through our conversation, you can feel Angel's own energy and excitement for this subject. If you're interested in working with Angel for preconception support, be sure to head on over to alternativehealthwithangel.com/fertilityfriend, where you'll find special discounts and free add-ons just for you as a listener of the Fertility Friend podcast. The link is also included in the show notes below, and I'm so grateful for Angel's generosity towards our community. So before we dive in, let me introduce you to Angel so that you can get to know her a little bit better. Angel Hill has a Doctor of Naturopathy degree, is a board-certified doctor of natural medicine, and holds a certificate in perinatal issues. With more than a dozen years of experience in the field, her passion lies in optimizing women's health, from preconception to menopause. She offers support to women at every stage of their journey through womanhood. Angel's married to her husband, Dennis, and has a college-aged daughter. She loves podcasts and cozy mysteries. This conversation is filled with practical tips that will make health feel easy. So without further ado, let's listen in. All right, welcome, Angel, to the Fertility Friend podcast. I'm really excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. Yeah, more than happy to. I do want to just get into a little bit more maybe about your background so that way the listeners can get to know you a little bit more. So do you want to just tell us more about who you are, what you enjoy, maybe some fun facts about you and just a brief little bio?
Absolutely. So something you're going to hear probably as I tell stories through this is I used to be a teacher. So we'll start out there. I taught middle school. And I had a lot of hormonal issues while I was teaching middle school, which kind of it propelled me to where I'm at now. But I have my naturopathy degree from Trinity College, and I've been doing that for, I've had it for about 13 years now. And my master's before that was actually in holistic nutrition. So wide range of things there, and I love it. And I have been working in a clinical setting for 13 years, working with anybody who came in the door, mostly women though, that seemed to be most of people who came in the door, but 6,500 clients over the past 13 years. I've really got a lot of experience now. And what I kept seeing over and over again was women being depleted from having babies or being depleted and not being able to have babies. And so it really became kind of a mission of mine to really help that population.
I love that so much. Now, it sounds like I know you have a daughter, but did you struggle to conceive at all or were you able to conceive pretty easily?
So I have a little bit of a story around that. I do have a daughter. She is 21 now, so she's awesome. So my whole 20s, I was told I had PCOS and I would never have babies. And I really, you know, it's something you really don't think about until like you get married and then you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is an issue. And so I was a little bit older when I got married in my 30s and they were again saying, you're not going to have babies. And fortunately, I actually this was around the turn of the century. So I didn't have it around 2000. So I didn't have a lot of the resources people have now, but I did have some common sense. So I was like, I need to spend like 3 months trying to get healthy. So that's what I did. I like tried to eat better. And where I live used to be extremely small. It's grown a lot, but we had one doula and she was like an hour and a half away.
Oh, wow.
And so I found her and I was like, I need you to help me. I want to get pregnant. So I got pregnant, but unfortunately I had something called hyperemesis gravidium, which I tell people is Latin for throwing up all the time. It was terrible. And I lost 45 pounds while I was pregnant.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, I tore my placenta from throwing up so much fairly early on. And so I was on bed rest pretty much my whole pregnancy. So that led me to be completely depleted. And that's kind of where from there, other things happened. For instance, I was still teaching at that time. And I just passed out of class one day. Come to find out, I went to the doctor. They said, nothing's wrong with you. Well, it was my adrenal glands, but conventional doctors don't recognize that. Mm-hmm. So I got that fixed. And then I realized there were some blood sugar issues. I got that fixed. So it's been a process for me. And now I've developed a process for other women to help them get through that so much easier when that happens.
I love that. Wow. And what a challenging transition going from pregnancy and feeling so depleted that way, and then approaching the transition into postpartum where you're also depleted in a different way too. So you were kind of going in with even less of those stores and just, yeah, facing those challenges. So that had to be really difficult. But I think that's amazing that you really just took it upon yourself, took that initiative. You were like, okay, something's wrong, but I'm not going to believe what the doctors are telling me. I know I can get pregnant. I know I can do more for my body to get healthy and eat better. So I just love that can-do approach of like, I got this. I'm going to do this on my own, you know?
But well, there was a lot of stumbles, but I got there.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Easier said than done looking back, but in the moment, I'm sure there was a lot. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. That's really great. So tell me, actually, I am kind of curious, maybe more so for my own personal curiosity. Tell me a little bit more about naturopathy and what makes that different compared to just conventional medicine.
Okay. So conventional medicine is doing what they're supposed to be. They're looking for disease. And that's really what they need to do. But when it comes to alternative and even or functional medicine, when you're thinking about it that way, we're looking at the whole person and we're looking at how can we make them the best health they can be. And that's not just physical health too. It's emotional health, mental health, the whole bit. So that's really where I'd say a difference. And something, another kind of passion of mine that actually falls into the fertility and everything is, I'm sure you know that the thyroid has a ton to do with fertility. And I tell my customers, clients all the time that when they go, they bring me their blood work and it's what the doctor said they should get tested for thyroid. Well, it's never enough. Usually it's one or two components where it should be seven components. And the other problem is when they're looking at the blood work, they're looking for that disease. They're looking at real tight numbers for that disease, where I look at it with completely different numbers. I'm looking at how can we make their thyroid healthy and be able to have children, be able to lose weight, be able to get their hair back, anything that they're trying to do. So it's just a real different way of looking at things. But I tell people, if I break a leg, I'm going to the doctors. I think there's room for all of us.
Yes. Oh, I love the way you put that. Yeah. Because it's not, I think sometimes too, and I tend to be more natural minded when it comes to medicine. I worked with a lot of different functional doctors. And I don't ever want to demonize the other side of things, right? Like there's a time and a place for it, absolutely. But I think too, we don't want to just rely on testing and like some of the prescription medications and things like that too, or even just taking that diagnosis at face value and thinking like, okay, you're, you know, diagnosed with maybe unexplained infertility or something like that, or PCOS, like you said earlier, and there's nothing we can really do about it. There is something we can do. And there's things that we have control within ourselves to do. So I think you support your clients in doing that very beautifully.
Yeah. And one thing I'd just like to mention, I'm so proud of, is when people come to us and they say, my doctor wants me on thyroid medicine, about 99% of the time, and the store's been there 25 years. So we've done this for a long time. We can actually in 3 months get them to a point where they don't have to get medicine. Like they go back, they get tested and they don't have to. So I'm so proud of that. If we can keep people off of medicine, because everybody, you know, everybody needs that.
Yes. Oh, that's incredible. What amazing results too. And maybe let's talk about that a little bit more. Let's dive into maybe some of the thyroid pieces. So what would be maybe some indicators or some potential symptoms that people might have with their thyroid being out of balance?
Yeah. So the big ones I ask people about is, have you gained or lost weight recently and it doesn't make any sense? Or the other side of that, have you just been trying and it's still not coming off? That's a real big one. Another one is hair loss. We'll see it like in eyebrows and hair, heart palpitations. And that's usually when it's kind of advanced, we'll see heart palpitations. But I actually have a whole little thing I can go through with people where I, you know, ask them different questions and we can kind of figure out what stage they're in pretty quickly without even having to do the testing. We can get an idea and then go get some more testing if we need to. And one of the reasons I like the testing as well is you can pick up on some autoimmune markers for Hashimoto's, things like that, because that comes in play a lot when it comes to fertility and women's health.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. And I like how you use the testing to kind of validate the symptoms, but I think it's really empowering to be able to identify some of those signs that your body's telling you right off the bat too, right? Sometimes we're like, we kind of outsource that power when it's like, your body's trying to communicate with you. Your body's trying to tell you what's off, maybe what's off balance. So it's up to us to listen in and take further action to figure out what's going on. So I absolutely love that. So thyroid is absolutely, yes, one component. And we kind of touched on this a little bit, but do you want to talk more about the mineral analysis and everything that you do with your clients?
Yes. So I have something I call the hormone heaven framework. Instead of hormone hell, it's hormone heaven.
Great.
And basically it starts with minerals. So I'll start there and kind of walk you through it. But I use hair tissue mineral analysis, which is an amazing way to discover where your minerals are in your body. Mm-hmm. When we get blood testing done, it's really hard to tell where the minerals are because our blood keeps our minerals as tight as it can because it needs those. And so it might say, hey, your calcium level is great when you get that blood work done, but it could be pulling calcium from your bones and you just don't know it because it does that. It'll pull from other places to get what it needs, which is great because that keeps us living.
Sure.
But hair actually for 3 months, we can see what your mineral levels have been doing. We can see the ratios, and we can also see any heavy metals that are hanging out in your body that could be causing some problems for fertility and all kinds of other issues too, thyroid as well.
Okay.
So that's my first baseline. And minerals are like the spark plug to our hormones. Mm-hmm. So I like to get people's minerals right. And we do that through the hair testing and then figure out what they need. Okay. And then the next level up is cortisol. So cortisol is considered like a foundational hormone. And so when it comes to cortisol, that's the adrenals. So the adrenals are on top of the kidneys. They're basically our energy source in our body. But something that people don't really realize is they produce hormones too. So anytime we're having hormone issues, it's actually starting in the adrenals before it ever gets to our sex hormones. And so I like to work on that with that. And typically I get people with, usually when you know you have cortisol issues, you're really tired, particularly mid-morning, mid-afternoon. And so typically I get in about a week, I get people get their energy back. That's a good thing. So we get that, get their minerals right, get their energy back. And then I start working on blood sugar balancing because it's extremely important. Most of us are on a blood sugar roller coaster through the day and our body does not like that. Our reproductive organs don't like that. Our brain doesn't like it. Nothing likes it. So I'm always like, protein in the morning is my big thing for that.
Don't skip breakfast.
Yeah. And then once the cortisol and insulin seem to be hanging out pretty well, that's when I really get into the thyroid hormones and then the sex hormones. Because when you look at the hormone hierarchy, that's how they describe it. That's how it goes. You have to have those bottom ones balanced before anything else can get balanced.
That's so true. What a lovely framework. And I think that's a great way of looking at it too. And it's very holistic to think about all of those different angles and how they complement each other too. Can we go back a little bit more too? So, can you just maybe emphasize a little bit more about the importance of minerals and why they are so crucial to our body? Maybe beyond the reproductive function too, but like what other factors, I guess, do they play within our overall health?
Okay. And think about it this way too, is most people know the four foundational minerals, which is calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. So we'll start there. Yeah. But our body doesn't make those. We have to get them from food. So our body makes a lot of vitamins, but not a lot of minerals. And one of the reasons that we're having such an issue currently with minerals with people is because we have farmed them out of the soil. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting our nutrients through the soil. It's not getting the food. So it's really not our fault. We just don't get it. They say like, our food, I think the minerals in our food, if I'm quoting this right, from 1970 till now are like 50%. Of what they used to be.
Wow.
It's really terrible. And so that's one of the problems is people kind of find they need a supplement. And the World Health Organization has actually come out with like and said this is an emergency situation, particularly for magnesium all over the whole world. We have farmed it out so much, nobody is getting it. And magnesium is needed for like 242 different nervous system things in our body.
Oh my God.
So, you know, calcium, we think about calcium for the bones, you know, just all these things. And people think, well, sodium, I don't need sodium. I'm getting plenty of sodium. The problem with that is they're getting sodium from packaged foods instead of pure salt kind of sodium. And so we're getting a lot of bad sodium in our diet instead of the good. And I'm going to offer up some tips for your people, your listeners.
Okay.
One of the things I say first thing in the morning is to get up, your first drink be water with about a quarter teaspoon of salt. And I like either real salt, Celtic salt, Himalayan salt, and good non-processed salts. And then throw a half a squeeze of lemon in there. And the reason is we wake up so dehydrated in the morning that our body needs that. But the adrenals are the most sodium using organ of our whole body. They need so much sodium. And they also need to be high first thing in the morning. They need to produce that cortisol at a really high rate. And so by putting that salt into your water, that helps the cortisols work better. And then lemon juice is to help get our pH level right, which helps for so many things. But the reason how I got to here is the second glass of water of the day, I'd love for you to put electrolytes in it because that gets you those four base minerals for the day. Now, you may be missing a couple of trace minerals, things like that. But if you can get those four base minerals, our body can do things with that and get us going through the day. And I like that in the morning as well because it, you know, it's the spark plug. It gets everything moving in the morning.
I love the way you phrase that too, kind of like that spark plug. What are your favorite electrolytes? Do you have any brands that you recommend or that you prefer? I know I've done Element. I've used that before.
Mm-hmm. Element's a great one.
Okay, good. I was like, oh, I hope that one's good. So, okay.
Yes. In fact, I have a list. If somebody wants to DM me, I'm sure we'll talk about socials at the end. I can send it to them. But the one I personally use is by Paleo Valley, and it's called Essential Electrolytes, and it is so clean. That's why I like it. But if somebody just wants to go there, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, and they're really trying to find a good electrolyte, my biggest things I look for is no sugar and no colorings. There's a lot of food colorings in those that are really bad for us.
Yes.
So I just, that's my two big things.
But I can the Gatorade of the world, right? And things like
yeah.
that. Maybe there are electrolytes, but there's a lot of other things in there that we probably shouldn't be eating or drinking. So
absolutely. And you know, food colors are made from coal tar and petroleum. So nobody, but the government has labeled it grass. It's generally recognized as safe. It's an acronym. So it's okay.
No, thank you. You can do better. There are definitely better options out there. So okay, that's great. Thank you for that explanation. I think that's really helpful just to understand the importance and then also know where to find them and when to implement them. That's such a simple, easy thing that we can incorporate into our morning ritual, you know, just that little bit of salt. I know I drink warm lemon water, but now I'm going to start adding a little pinch of salt to it in the morning too. So that's great. Great tip. So awesome. So tell me a little bit more about what you would do. So I know that's your framework. So if somebody's coming to you wanting to get pregnant in the next couple of years, or even currently trying, what are some of the things that you walk your clients through?
I really like to work with both of them, the husband and the wife, if I can. So, and really try to figure out the background, what has been happening. So everybody is really different. So is PCOS a factor? Is it nobody can figure out, you know, what is going on here. And I also I really don't position myself as much as a fertility as let's get your body prepped. So anybody that's trying to get pregnant, you know, let's get everything where it needs to be. Now, have people gotten pregnant? Yeah. I have people call me all the time. Thank you. I got pregnant. They're so happy. But it really is individualized. But I will say that the gut, which is not in my framework, but I deal with all the time, has a lot to do with it. So I actually, while we're waiting for the minerals to come back, I'm usually always working on the gut. That's usually my first, besides the cortisol, I'm getting that gut straightened up. And I typically can do that in 1 to 2 months. But I was working with a girl actually today, a lady, her husband couldn't be on the phone with us, but her gut is just a mess. And I really feel like once we get that fixed up, we really are going to have some things happening and babies coming.
Yeah. And it's all connected, right? And I mean, we even talked about the adrenal piece too. I'd love to maybe go into that more and just see the effects of stress, right? And what that does from a cortisol standpoint, from an adrenal standpoint. I think some of the advice that we always get with, you know, when we're on the fertility journey is just relax more and don't stress about it and things like that. That's easier said than done, but it is really important. And it is important to keep those stress levels down. So can you talk about maybe what's happening inside of our bodies when we're experiencing that stress, and how does it impact our reproductive hormones?
Okay, and I'm going to give you a quick tip on how to deal with it too. So our adrenals are supposed to, like I said earlier, produce a lot of cortisol in the morning, and then that's supposed to taper out through the day and be low at night. So if somebody in the audience is somebody that can never sleep at night, it's probably because their cortisol is too high at night, and we can work on that. But stress absolutely is the number one thing that causes the adrenals to go crazy. And people are at different levels of adrenal fatigue. So a lot of people, most people I see, are where their adrenals are just pushing, pushing, pushing. So there's all these cortisol spikes through the day. And that literally is just like our blood sugar spikes. Nothing can work effectively because all our body's resources go to, we are in a fight or flight situation, and it ain't time to be making babies. It's time to be working on that. Mm-hmm. And so they come in, and so everything else quits working. That's why, like, a lot of times people will throw up because their digestive system can't even work anymore because they're so stressed out. So that's really why we don't want to be that way. There are some other issues. There could be things like, you know, tumors on adrenals and stuff like that, but that's really rare. For that kind of thing. So mainly stress is the issue. But then the next part, the phase of that adrenal fatigue is you've been going, going, going with the cortisol popping out. Your adrenals have nothing left. And then you flatline. And that's a little bit harder to come back from, but you can, and we can do it. But that is something that we see where it's just, there's no cortisol being produced. So it takes a little bit longer for that. But I tell people, no matter what, when you're experiencing stress, when you can take a deep breath, like 3 deep breaths, it tells your adrenals to quit putting the cortisol out. They literally cannot do it. When you're taking a deep breath, your body physically cannot put out cortisol. So I know it's hard to remember, but I like put things out. So I'll see it. Sometimes I'll set markers on my phone to remember to do it. I try to always start the day with it. Just 3 really good deep breaths. And I just breathe in through my nose and out through my nose. I just, you know, but I don't do any particular kind of breath. I know there's box breathing where you can do like 4 seconds, 4 seconds, but whatever kind of breathing you can do, that really, it's amazing how it stops that cortisol release.
The power of our breath, right? And it's simple, it's free, it's quick, right? You can do that in less than a minute. So I know we're all thinking, oh, we don't have time to maybe meditate for hours on end or do all of these different self-care practices that'll help reduce the stress, but just 3 quick, simple breaths, like that's so tangible, so practical that anybody can implement at any point during the day. I think it's easier said than done though, too, because you also have to recognize that you're in that state of stress and that you're in that pattern. I think sometimes we get so used to our busy normal lives that we just think like, well, this is how it is. I'm not stressed. This is just life, right? But in reality, the emails that are just piling in, all those notifications that you're getting, or you're stuck in traffic and you're feeling that stress, you also have to be able to identify and realize that, wait, this is a source of stress for me, and take those deep breaths too.
Yeah. Yes. And I would like to just bring up real quickly, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but something else I've seen in the seeing 6,500 people is that some people are addicted to stress.
Ooh, yes.
And so I think that if you're a listener out there, ask yourself that question. Is that something you're addicted to? And I've had to work through it, you know, obviously, like, I'm not a psychiatrist again, but it's definitely something, it becomes a badge of honor almost for people. And they kind of have to get through that because it's harmful. It's harmful for our bodies. We can't live like that long.
I relate to that. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Yeah, no, I completely relate to that. And it's funny when your default response is always like, how are you doing? How are things going? Well, I'm busy. Well, yeah, things are really busy. That was always just my default response. And you kind of start to think like, well, why am I so busy? And is it a good thing? And am I even really getting anything done? Is it making a difference? And especially I think with the fertility journey too, there's a lot of things that we continue to add to our plate and do more and try more things and track more things and do more things. And I've been really just, I work with my clients to really simplify that process and to try to reduce the number of things that you're doing. Cause sometimes we're doing a lot and it's really not even moving the needle forward. We're just, like you said, kind of addicted to that busy and just going, going, going without realizing that we really are taxing our systems. And when you take that time to just pause, take that breath, it's really refreshing to see like what that sense of calm and peace in your mind can be like. So Yeah, if you're not feeling that, let's chat because we definitely need to get you there. We don't want to be living in that state of stress too, or addicted to stress, like we said. So I love that. It's great. Okay, let me think. I'm trying to think. One thing that stood out to me when you were telling me about your story is how you, I guess, proactively really took 3 months to prepare your body. Was that just a time frame that felt good to you, or was that kind of based on some knowledge that you'd had? I know that's more like the preconception time frame now from an epigenetic standpoint, but did you know that at the time, or where did
I
that come
didn't. And
from?
it just felt good to
Wow,
me.
great intuition.
And then
Yeah.
I go to, I get my doctorate and everything, and I realize that our body actually works on 3 month cycles. And I'm like,
Yes.
oh,
That's
yeah, it was just kind of
perfect.
intuitive for me. We did everything we could. We didn't know a lot, but we did
Sure,
what we
sure.
could.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think that's cool that you just felt that intuition. With your clients then, do you kind of prefer to have that 3 month lead time before they're trying, or do they come to you actively trying already? At what point or what stage, I guess, in the fertility journey do you help women and couples the most?
So my program is 5 months because I kind of the minerals plus the hormones is kind of a 5 month time frame. And I'd like to get them as soon as they want to start trying.
Yeah.
Oh, and it I and through the past it's been all different times. What and I take anybody whenever. And
That
if
is
they happen to get pregnant, I actually help them through that too. So
nice.
it's not an
Good.
issue. Yeah.
You
I
know,
have a certificate in perinatal issues and things like that. So I definitely can help out. And like I said, I've helped so many people with so many other issues that I have a lot of people will call me and say, I know you're supposed to only be helping me with my fertility, but this is going on. So I'm kind of a, I'd say I'm a concierge doc. I can get it done
yeah.
for
Oh, I love
them.
that. Well, and that's the thing is that fertility health really is optimal overall health, right? You can't experience that optimal fertility if your health in other areas is not where it needs to be either. So they're very closely related. And I think sometimes we try to just focus on fertility, but you have to focus on that whole body, that holistic approach for things. And you do a wonderful job of that, of addressing them as a whole, not just the one fertility piece, right? So that's really great. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else around your business that you just want to share on how you've supported clients or maybe some wins? Anything you're excited about lately that you've been working on?
Well, I just am now taking my online, my in-person brick and mortar business and making it online. So I can see people everywhere now. I have done this for about the past 6 years, just as people needed it. So I literally have seen people all over the world, in the Philippines and Germany, just everywhere, which has
Cool.
been wonderful to do that. But now everything is online and it's so much easier for people. And I really cater to the busy person out there. Maybe they're a working mom too, but I see moms that have like five kids that are at home and homeschooling. But to me, that's a working mom when they're
Oh,
homeschooling.
yeah.
So, but just they don't have time for like 2 hours of sitting down and talk to me because I can pretty much between just a few short questions I ask them and what we see with the minerals really can get them going pretty quickly. And so that's nice. This my years of experience have helped me be able to do that. So I'm really excited now to be online, help people get where they need to go all over the world.
I love that. Yeah. I'm curious. So tell me a little bit more about so seeing patients in other areas. I'm always curious like how their healthcare or how things compare in other countries compared to the US. Did you notice any big differences in your travels?
Yeah. So the biggest difference is that they can go, most places that where I talk to people, they can go and get like MRIs or anything like any kind of testing for like $25.
Oh my
They'll
gosh.
be,
Whoa.
yeah. So I was talking to this girl and I was like, I really feel like I felt like she had something broken in her hip. Like, and
Yeah.
come to find out she did. But I was like, oh, getting a MRI. She, oh, no, it's no big deal. And fortunately, we figured that out. But
Wow.
it's, yeah, that kind of thing is really interesting. In fact, besides Canada, I see all kinds of people in Canada, but most of the people I see from outside of the country are missionaries. So that's really cool too.
Cool. That's like, yeah, they're like citizens or whatever, but then, yeah, they're in another space. That's really cool. That's awesome. It's awesome that you've had that global perspective too, and that you've just helped such a wide variety of clients. I think that's really incredible, really amazing. So, okay, great. Why don't we share a little bit more about where people can find you, how they can connect with you? And I know you have something to offer our audience as well, which is very generous. So, would you like to share more about that?
Yes. So I have a website set up for my website is alternativehealthwithangel.com. So alternativehealthwithangel.com. And if you put in slash fertility friend, if you would like to sign up with me, right now how it works is the female gets a hair tissue mineral analysis as part of the program with me, but I will give your husband a free hair tissue mineral analysis. So, and I will go through everything with him. He'll get, you know, all about his gut, whatever he needs help with, we can help him get better. I really like to work with both partners to do this. And I also offer as an extra bonus for people, if they're interested in it, it's called Grow Baby DNA. And that is really cool. So it helps moms to be, or women who might have unfortunately gone through miscarriages, figure out exactly what nutrients they need according to their DNA. So I'll have information on that page as well.
That's
to help them if they want to look at that. That is something you can do separately, or if you want to be part of my program, you can do it with my program. So it could be either way. If so, somebody's interested, but they don't want to do the program, they can certainly just get that done as well.
Awesome. Yeah.
Those are you can. Yeah. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Alt Health Angel. So A-L-T Health, H-E-L-L-T-H, and then Angel, A-N-G-E-L. And you can find me on LinkedIn too.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I need to get my LinkedIn profile up and going. That's great. You know, we didn't touch on this. I know we talked about it before we started recording, but why do you feel like it's important to work with both partners? So with the couple as a whole, as opposed to just the woman?
Well, it takes two people to have a baby. And I really think that there are so many, when there's unexplained fertility, for me, a lot of times what I found in my clinic was that it was the man. And so I really just like to bring that factor in. Plus, even if the man, there's nothing wrong, we still want to get his health as good as it can be, because he's got to take care of a baby too. So.
That's a good perspective. Yes. Yeah. So true. Yeah. And again, it goes back to, you know, if he's healthy, his sperms are going to be healthy. We really just got to work on that overall health for both people that are creating this baby. So that's great. And thank you for providing that resource for the partners too. I think sometimes we tend to leave them out. I'm guilty of that. I think I tend to work with just the women because I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'll have my husband join me someday and we can kind of co-partner and he can help with the male side of things too. But I think that's wonderful. Great resource too. But let's see. So I've got two more questions. First being just, is there anything else that's top of mind for you that you want to share, or anything that maybe we haven't talked about that you were hoping to share with the listeners today?
I know I talked about blood sugar a little bit earlier, but I'd like to go into that a little bit more.
Yes, please.
Because that really does affect all our organs, like I said earlier. And so if you can start the day with like protein and fat, phenomenal way. No matter what you eat the rest of the day, if you can start with protein and fat in the morning, it's going to help balance those blood sugars for the rest of the day. And y'all, I love eggs because they're so good for fertility. And an avocado. If you can have an egg and avocado for breakfast, I'm so happy.
Right? Yeah, that's great. That's my go-to for sure. I love eggs. I love avocado. That's awesome.
Some other things, and if anybody listens to the Glucose Goddess, you can find her on social media. She's awesome. She talks about going for 10-minute walks after you have a meal. That really helps get the blood sugar down. And another thing she likes, and you may not like that if you're not a vinegar person, but she likes you taking vinegar before or with a meal. And so I put vinegar on my eggs. I put it everywhere now, and I love it anyway. So
I haven't tried that with the eggs. How do you incorporate that, like while you're cooking them?
So I actually, after they're cooked, I put apple cider vinegar on my eggs and I love it.
Okay. I'm going to try that, cause I'm a big fan of apple cider vinegar. I know a lot of people aren't, but that sounds actually really delicious to me. So,
so it's a little hack, you know, when the grocery store is like Texas Pete and they're like little green peppers and they have like a vinegar sauce in them. So I emptied that out cause it has this great little dropper, and I put apple cider vinegar in there.
I was gonna say otherwise I'd probably dump a whole lot on there, probably more than me. That's a great tip. I love her tips. I follow along with her too, and I think another one, it's kind of like the order of things that you eat can impact sugar too, right? I think she recommends, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you start with the veggies, like the fiber, then followed by the protein and the fat, and then you finish with whatever carb, if you are going to have a carb or something starchy. And just by doing that and changing up the order, it's going to help your blood sugar levels as well and kind of blunt that blood sugar spike that you might experience from the food. So just little tips that we can do. Like, you don't have to make huge changes, but swapping around the order, adding a little more vinegar here and there, right? Sticking with that protein and that healthy fat, all really great tips. So thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people know things. We all know stuff we're supposed to do. But I think that accountability rockets your success. So just like in your business, just like for me, I think that's what really helps people is we keep them accountable.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah. I think that was the biggest game changer for me. I did a lot of things on my own on my fertility journey, but it wasn't until I started working with a coach one-on-one that I really saw the needle move. And we were actually able to like go through my food diary ride and actually look at the supplements I was taking and just really do that deep dive. It makes a big difference. It really does. And you get that real individualized approach too, which it sounds like exactly what you provide your clients. We're looking at them as a whole, them as an individual, not just like a standard protocol that we're putting everybody through or a standard prescription or anything, right? There's more to it than that. And yeah, looking at the person as a whole is a really great way to be able to heal and improve your fertility. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Clarissa. I'm really was happy to come on here.
I have one last question for you, just because
oh, yeah, no problem.
Your daughter and you said how wonderful she is. What does being a mom mean to you?
It's everything. She's the best thing I ever did. I just love her. She's in college now. She's a space flight operations degree, and she's actually applying to doctoral programs right now. She's just amazing. You know, when I had her and I was so worried about her health because of what had happened to me while I was pregnant with her, and I didn't even go into this, but they actually said that she had Down syndrome. They told us all these different things that was going to happen. And obviously we chose to go on with the pregnancy and she was fine. She came out, the doctor's like, oh, she's good. There were a few things. She was almost immediately, had eyesight problems from birth. So it kept her from being able to walk and stuff. So when she finally could wear glasses and she got to walk in, but she was never an athlete or anything like that. But yeah, she's turned out great. And I, you know, you think about all this stuff we went through while we were pregnant with her, and now she's just healthy and happy. And, but she's my only one, but she's awesome. I talk to her every day and she's the best thing I've ever done.
I love that. I love that you have that relationship. And also that's just a beautiful story too, of your just commitment to her, right? Yes, it was challenging with your pregnancy and things like that too, but you just do the best that you can to make sure that they are healthy and she's thriving. So it's really cool to be able to see, not just like in the moment, but afterwards, like she's an adult now, you've seen like the fruits of your labor, I guess, kind of come to fruition. I'm still in the real baby stage. My little girl's only 9 months old right now.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, oh gosh, I hope I don't mess things up. But it's encouraging to see kind of the end result like that of like, you know what, they're going to be fine. And you know, you're a mom that cares, you're there for her. And I think that's really beautiful. So thank you. Thanks for that.
Yes. Awesome. I'm sure you're a great mom. I always say if somebody's thinking about if they're a good parent or not, they're a good parent because they're thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about women on the fertility journey too. Like when you care that much about becoming a mom, that you're willing to do all of these things and try all these things and improve your health and improve your health so that their health can be improved upon, right? That's the sign of just a wonderful mother. And, you know, you're already doing the best that you can for your future babies. And I think that's just a beautiful thing. So that's great. Thank you so much for being here, Angel. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right, friend. That's it for today. It was great catching up with you, though, and I can't wait to do it again next week. Can I just say, I really appreciate you being here, and it means so much that you took time out of your day to listen in. So what'd you think of the episode? Let me know if you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and review. It'll just take a second, and this simple act of generosity helps more women discover the podcast so they can feel supported on their fertility journey as well. Thank you for being so kind and paying it forward. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're looking to connect with other women who are trying to get pregnant, then I've got just the place for you. Consider this your personal invitation to join the Fertility Friends community. It's a safe and supportive space to connect that's off of social media, and it's totally free. Head on over to blossomingfertility.com/friends to join. I can't wait to welcome you inside. Take care, my friend.